Well, will you look at that?
What happened?
After years of hearing the greater Rochester area was a dying community.
Yeah.
Who's coming roaring back with a vengeance?
Nice.
Because we got news this weekend that surprised some folks.
Good.
However, one person is here to argue, if you've been out looking for a place to live, you didn't need numbers to tell you this. You knew this a long time ago.
Sure did feel like it.
Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
Is growing.
Damn.
Like population-wise, growing. So U.S. Census data shows the greater Rochester area saw, and I quote, significant population growth in 2024. This is after declines from 2020 to 2023. Monroe County specifically exceeded the national average. In the past year, we gained 1,301 residents.
Damn, boomtown.
That's right. I don't know. Okay, well, we'll get to that. Sorry. So for years, Tommy, we heard that eventually everyone was going to move away from Rochester.
Yeah.
And it would be like three guys staring at each other trying to come up with Italian bakery names.
Yeah.
Are you guys surprised by either of by the numbers I just gave you?
I mean, it's because we hit rock bottom with, you know, with just birth rates and stuff. It just started to push it back up.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Rock bottom with birth rates is zero?
No, so it's that we hit rock bottom with people leaving.
Mm.
Okay.
And then, like, just added birth rates.
No, there are new people in. This is
so they're saying people that are moving
people
in?
Moving to town.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, no. It could be people being born as well.
Right. It could. I mean, it's all. It's just. You just said a resident.
No, but I don't. There is no rock bottom for birth rate.
No, but I'm saying. What I'm saying is people that had an opportunity to leave left.
Oh.
So those opportunities are gone.
So there's no more opportunity to leave.
Probably
they shut all the roads down. The planes don't fly anymore.
You know, you got like one plane going to Orlando once a week. That's it.
Okay, I'm going to turn.
Elvio, whatever they call it.
I'm going to turn from whatever the hell you just said.
I don't know.
And I'm going to look at Kevin.
I don't think maybe all those jobs are. They don't have the jobs that they had in the South 10 years ago.
Or maybe there are more jobs showing up in our area that are bringing people here.
Right.
I mean, there's also the idea a couple of years ago that Rochester floated, work remotely while living in Rochester.
Okay, so people were coming home from COVID.
Yeah, and it was a program that the folks who ran it said was successful. Take that with a grain of salt. We haven't really seen the numbers. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Does this surprise you?
No, and I feel like I've been waiting to hear this about Rochester just based on when we were looking at homes and realtors that we know that we've talked to, like we were losing homes to people that never stepped foot inside the home. Like their realtor would take them around like virtually and people were buying homes, like planning to move back home or I assume they were coming back home, but maybe they were just moving to Rochester for a job or something that they weren't originally from here.
Okay.
And it was kind of during, you know, the pandemic, post-pandemic that we were looking. So I kind of figured it was a lot of remote workers moving to town because it was cheaper to live here than where they were coming from.
Okay. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I know that 1,300 people doesn't sound like a lot, but let's say a quarter of them want to buy a home.
Yeah.
That's 400 houses.
No, yeah.
That's a ton of homes
we
do not have to part with right now. Which brings us to, I think, a bigger question.
What is that?
Because, Tommy, we've been told that Rochester needs to grow as long as we've been alive, right? Since you moved here.
Yeah.
Right? The more people coming and staying, the better it is for the community. However, the more people that come in from the outside, outsiders, if you will, the harder it makes for the average person, the harder it becomes for the average person that lives here right now. It's harder to buy a house, harder to rent a nice apartment. It increases competitions for certain jobs if they are coming here to work in Rochester. I know eventually it evens itself out, but that does take a while, and it may negatively affect the folks who have been here for a long time. Do we want more people moving to Rochester? Does it help the average person who lives here? And I'm being serious when I ask, because I can't figure out personally if it's a good or a bad thing that these people are now here. And I said, these people.
Those people.
You downstaters. Folks from Yonkers stealing our oil.
Yeah, there you go.
Perry.
I think you need people coming in. I think you need to grow.
Okay.
I mean, you want more money coming into the community.
Okay, money comes into the community.
But it's going to drive prices up.
Okay, so that's bad. No, I mean.
There's no alternative.
Well, no, there is. People leaving and prices go down.
And then you've got a crap hole of a city.
Okay, that's also bad.
Every town that lost population, look at it. They're just shells of themselves.
Okay, you're right. You're right. But I can get
wouldn't want to live there.
I can get a really cheap home in Binghamton.
Yeah. And they're waiting for you.
I think you want to live in a place that's thriving, but I can also understand the frustration of that if you're not getting what you want out of it.
Okay, so there are people. Oh, no, and Kimmy, here's the thing. There are people that are smarter than we are, mm. right? And when I say, like, outsiders, you know, folks that are from
here.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's welcome, obviously.
Oh, yes.
What I'm asking is, for every new person, family, college grad that decides Rochester is where they want to be, what good does that do for me personally, right? Like, how do I, as a human being that lives in the greater Rochester area, benefit from every new person that comes through?
Well, they're going to pay taxes
okay.
for your schools, for your roads.
Okay, he's doing the taxes thing, but you got to build new schools. You got to build new roads. You got to improve them, make more space.
Right, but you also can improve the old schools that you have, right, that are not falling apart.
Are we sure? You got enough money? Are they paying enough money? Nah.
I don't know, but that's the theory, right? The more money comes in, you get more taxes, you can spruce the joint up.
No, we're talking taxes now.
It's always down to taxes and death.
How do two grown men have no idea how this works?
I don't know. I never pay attention.
No, in all seriousness. Like, you know, I know we're dumb, but we've lived around. Yeah. We both, well, I have a mortgage. You had a mortgage at one point.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I got out of that game.
At work, you know, school systems, all that. Mm. How can two grown men that are paid to talk for a living not between them figure out if this is a good or a bad thing for us individually?
Because it's something we haven't seen before. Not to this extent.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. We don't know. Okay.
We're all experiencing this together for the first time.
Well, I'm trying to think of places that are really, like, booming, like Florida and Texas.
Okay, but no, we saw Florida's actually starting to go the opposite way. People got down there. They figured out the cost of living was high. You had the issues with the storms, and people are leaving. Now, I'm not saying, like, they're disintegrating.
Yeah.
But it's not what people thought it was going to be.
Okay. But they did have a lot of people coming down there.
Sure.
And they got a lot more stuff.
Okay.
Like, it grew.
But you said you hate going down there now.
I do.
The traffic is insane. The prices
are out
of
control. It's sweaty Long Island.
Okay. So wait.
But that's me. But I don't like, my brothers love it down there. You know,
down there a long time.
My brothers lived there since the 60s. My other brother had his second house down there.
Oh, your brothers don't complain at all about living in Florida and all the new stuff?
They complain about everything. So I can't really. But I mean, Florida fits their lifestyle.
Okay.
You know, they want to sweat, want to own a gun, and they don't like your mouth.
25GWCMF. For the first time in a long time, Rochester's population grew in 2024. In fact, it grew way more than the average American city. We gained 1,301 residents here in the greater Rochester area. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot compared to our population, but just for the sake of an argument,
yeah.
Let's say a quarter of those people want to buy a house in Rochester. That's 400 houses.
We, like you said, we ain't got
them. We ain't got them, and they're building them as fast as they can. But building houses takes time, Tommy.
I know.
I don't know if you went to shop class. All right, so like the change in entertainment we've seen recently in the greater Rochester area.
Like what?
The fancier restaurants and the bars that we've been seeing opening. For example, we brought up Patron Saint, that new steakhouse downtown. Is that for us or is that for the people coming from out of town?
Oh.
Because even before we got these numbers we had, if folks from out of town were driving a new kind of entertainment, dining experience, living. We could see the outside influences coming in. Because, look, you go to some of these places, it does feel like, you know, it's a Long Island, Manhattan.
It's a big city.
Tri-state area kind of idea.
Yeah.
Right?
Coming up here. And maybe that helps.
But I don't know. Are we trendy? Do we want to be trendy?
Well, we kind of are. Like, you know, you talk about Canandaigua, right?
Yeah.
Like, Canandaigua also opened up that big resort.
Yeah, the lake house, yeah.
And you got people coming in from New York City and all around, coming up here now, checking it out, maybe buying places up here. And people were bitching now because Canandaigua was getting too pricey.
Yes, yeah, and we had a hate mail of the week about this the other day. Yeah.
But that's the price of getting people to check you out. They may hang out and drive the prices up.
Okay, but again, it's easy for you to sit here in this chair and say that when you don't live in Canandaigua. It's easy for you to sit here and say this when
I like having lunch down there once a year.
You live in your wife's house in Pittsburgh. Like, this doesn't affect you. And I lucked out. Like, you know, my wife and I, just by pure luck, bought a house before everything went insane. Maybe this benefits me now. For the 20 to 40-year-olds that have always lived in Rochester that are now trying to make themselves adults here, does it help them?
No, they could get priced out.
Okay. But I love how you say it. Yeah, there's nothing we could do.
There's nothing we could
do. Hey, things are great for me, guys. I'm an outsider living amongst you. Took a good job from somebody else and ruined it for 30 years.
I did.
Ran off two co-hosts, soon to be a third, and now I live in my wife's house. Ba, 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 ba. 252 to be CMF. Let's talk to John. Oh, hold on. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. What do you got, man?
I don't know the exact numbers, but I wonder, and not to get politics or anything, but if, like, Rochester's status as a sanctuary city has anything to do with the big increase. Because I know we had a lot of families that were, you know, from Ukraine come over.
Yeah, I mean, the war.
So I wonder how much that has to do with the increase.
It's a good question. So I was under the impression, and John, based on the story, that these were permanent residents, so I don't know if that would count for them. On top of that, I didn't think there were close to that many folks coming in, like 1,300 people.
Okay. I could be wrong, though, John.
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a really good question. All right, John, how old are you, bud?
24.
All right. Do you live with your parents or do you live on your own?
I live on my own.
Okay. Where do you live?
South Goodman.
And do you mind me asking what you pay for rent?
I pay $750.
$750.
Maybe you split that with somebody?
No, that's $750 my own. There's three of us in there.
Yeah,
so that's $750 utilities,
okay.
Internet. So
okay, so you live with two other guys, which is standard for a 24-year-old dude. No big deal there. When you see these stories, do you get excited for the city expanding, John? Or do you get worried that it's going to price you out of what you eventually want?
I do get excited because it means more opportunities for just meeting people.
Out-of-town chicks, like, bro. They don't know your story. Wide open on East Avenue, baby.
Don't do the mouth thing.
Well, you got to do the mouth thing.
Okay. You've made John uncomfortable.
Yeah, we made all of us uncomfortable.
Long Island chicks love the mouth thing.
No. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No, I just think, you know, it's just anytime a place is growing, I think it is better for everyone. I know because in the words of, you know, Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
Okay. All right.
If they're already here, I feel like you then have to, I mean, there's plenty of open space that you can build additional housing. I guess it just needs people to want to build it.
All right, John, keep on fighting the good fight, buddy, and good luck finding yourself a Long Island lady.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, okay, way to shut the door on the majority of people that are coming, John. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
There goes.
No, thank you.
That kid is wound way too tight for 24.
No, bro, that's how all 24-year-olds are right now. It's stressful being a 20-something-year-old living on
your
own.
It always was, bro.
No, it wasn't.
When I was coming up, it was very tough.
Bro, I paid $300 a month for my apartment. Beers were a dollar. I could get a
Pap smear. But we didn't know.
I could get a Pap smear. It was a PBR and a shot of well whiskey for $1.50 at Lux. I was drinking whiskey and beer for $1.50 with a $300 apartment.
But you didn't know.
John's paying $750 a month to live with three other people.
Yeah.
But he's probably having the time of his life.
Yeah, no, it sounded like it.
He's partying.
He wants no part of Long Island, ladies. Can't be having too much fun.
That was weird.
So, you know, we just had this discussion about, you know, Gaetano's bakery shutting down, right, and losing all the Italian bakeries. You start to look at how some of the communities in our area are transforming, right? Like, for example, the way Fairport has changed the last 5 to 7 years, is that what locals wanted?
Mm.
Or is that partly the influence of an outside group of folks who were used to a different kind of entertainment?
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, as much as folks from this area or folks moving here can help us, it does also chip away at the identity of the community.
Well, because everybody brings their baggage and unloads it.
Well, okay, you say baggage.
No, I don't mean that in a bad way.
Why? They're unloading their baggage. I don't mean that in a bad way.
I mean your traditions, your music, your tastes. Yeah, I mean, but things should change.
You're right.
People hate change, but you don't want a stagnant joint.
Oh, look at you. Was that your word of the day today?
It was, actually.
Stagnant?
Stagnant.
Stagnant. Career for Tommy Mulea, WCMF.
Pat's mouth. Stagnant.
Yeah, but it's only because of one woman I was with. You might know her. She birthed you. You saw it, and I tasted it. What was that noise you made a second ago?
I'm not going to do that on my own mother.
You're the only guy I know. Okay, but what I'm saying, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, right? But if stuff like this continues and folks with money come in looking for places to spend it, I mean, things will be different.
Yeah, but like this kid said, you know, he's young and he wants things to do.
Okay.
And so he wants more action for him to go and his boys go out and hang out and have fun.
Okay, but I think what would be unique about this situation, right, is Rochester, you know, before everything crapped the bed with Kodak, you were bringing people in, but they were working class people.
Yes.
Right? They just came into the neighborhood and they lived everybody else. It seems, Kimmy, based on the way homes are being sold, the folks that are moving here and deciding to live here have money. And money decides what changes.
Yeah. They get a vote.
This would be a very unique situation where folks that aren't from here are getting a pretty heavy say in what the community becomes. And again, I don't know if that's a bad thing, but it is strange.
Yeah, it's new.
Hey, yeah, I want this over here, this over here. Hey, open up Gaetano's again. I like that place. Just throwing money all over the place. 252-WCMF again. We're talking about how in 2024, Rochester gained 1,301 residents. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's actually a higher percentage than most cities in America. And it's the first time we've had a population growth since 2020. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Well, the fact that they say it was 1,300 residents is one of those euphemisms for saying we don't actually know how many of these people are providing to the tax base. So 1,300 residents in the grand scheme of thing, if it's spread up out, including Rochester proper and its surroundings, would imply that it's a healthy growth. However, if it is just simply Rochester proper, you can assume, I think pretty accurately so, that we are dealing with people that are immigrating to the United States for any number of reasons, and therefore are usually tax burdens rather than providing to the tax base.
Okay, so a couple of things. Hold on. A couple of things like sure. We just talked about with John. It was John a second ago, right?
Yeah, the last caller. Yeah.
I mean, look, if this came out of nowhere with no other, like, symptoms, I would say, okay, that argument makes sense. But Kimmy brings it up. Like, buying a house in this town has gotten way more expensive out of nowhere the last couple of years, which makes me believe, Kimmy believe, maybe Tommy believe that these are people that are moving in. And I will say this, Chris, because you sound like a great guy. And I'm not saying your theory is wrong. You do, though, sound like a guy that tries to use big words to sound smart. And I'm one of you. I'm with you, Chris. I understand. But I think we both sound dumb when we do it. And I think we should both stop.
Well, I'll try. Okay, then let me do it this way. So I work in the school system in Greece Central.
Okay.
The amount of immigrants that have come to Greece Central has skyrocketed, and it has placed a significant amount of pressure on the school systems in order to adapt, which is not a bad thing. It really isn't, because we need to consider how diversity is essentially what made America. However, the other side of that is when we look at what happened in COVID to property values and the supply and demand system of housing.
So you're losing Tommy again. You're doing the word thing again, Chris.
Tommy feels like he's back in school.
Housing market went up.
Right? Housing market, you know, big market, big bull big market, Tommy.
Kodak way down.
No, Chris, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And I guess that's what's most interesting about this is we're not going to know what the benefits and the negatives are until 5, 10, 15 years from
now. Yeah, but I think we all can agree. We want Chris to leave. And take his big ass word mouth with him. And go talk that crap in Tampa.
Chris, have a good day at school today, buddy. Thanks for the call.
See you guys.
There goes big word Chris.
Big old word man. Let me tell you about the tax burden and the foreigner.
I picture him telling us all that information with a chart next to him that we cannot see.
Yeah, if he had a chart, maybe I would have been able to get it.
The greater Rochester area.
All right, let's take a break. Tommy, allow me to introduce you to a man.
Oh, who's that?
A man with balls.
Oh.
And in this case, that may not be a good thing. Because if the allegations are true, not only is he facing charges, he's gotten into trouble for something that when he was caught, there was no way to explain without looking A, guilty, and B, like a massive douche. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Batavia.
What happened?
A 32-year-old man has been arrested for stealing electricity.
Oh.
Okay.
Damn.
You heard me.
Mm-hmm.
But we've only just begun. Because please say this man was running an extension cord from someone else's property into his home.
So.
Okay. Old school.
Yep.
So he plugged into their outdoor outlet and ran it to the house that was running like his fridge?
So I don't have any details as to what he was doing.
But you would notice that, right? As a homeowner.
It'd be tough to hide.
Hey, honey, what's this plugged into? And you start picking it up and walking it across.
It literally is a line to, like you're directly caught.
I wish I could have been there when his neighbor followed that extension cord.
Because it would freak you out, right? Like,
yes!
Who plugged this in?
Yes! Yes! The dad was running an extension cord to steal power from his neighbor, according to police. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
We don't know how severe the charges are. We also don't
under the Chintz Act.
We also, Tommy, don't have a total for how much cash worth of power he took, because I guess how could you figure that out?
Yeah, because it's on the other property. Right, yeah.
Okay, so the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Right out of the gate, first question, how did you think you were going to get away with this? There is, like Kimmy said, literally a cord running back to the scene of the crime, right? It would be like
it's a trail.
It would like be murdering someone and dropping Hershey Kisses back to your house. Like, I'm also dying to know what, Tommy, he was powering with this extension.
Yeah, you got
to
be so busted to steal that, because you can't run your whole house on it unless you had a generator. Like one of those plug-in generators? Or are you just running like one thing in your house?
Okay, it would be one thing to run a TV or a freezer, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess it wouldn't be out of the question to have like one of them like splitter power things.
What hell of a splitter man to run your house?
Was he running something outside?
It said into his house. In the
story.
So, yeah. Wow.
But if you were running something outside, why would you not just run it from your house?
Maybe he doesn't have an outdoor outlet that worked or
something. So did he have no power at his house?
We don't know.
Or is he just a dick?
We don't know. 252-WCMF. Has anybody ever heard of a story like this before? Because I've never seen this. Kimmy, have you ever heard of this?
Because it doesn't work, to your point.
No, it worked. Yeah, I mean, until he got caught.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have kept doing it if it didn't work. Like, I want to know what kind of desperate situation, because there had to be a day where finally he was just like, F it.
I need power.
Yeah, I'm going to the neighbors and I'm plugging it in there. And I'm also dying to know, because like, it would make the most sense, Tommy, if they had an outdoor outlet somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, you're
plugging
it right there. Right.
But I guess it doesn't have to be the case.
Yes, like how close to this other person's house?
Could have been in the garage maybe or something.
Well, no, you would notice something in your garage. You would have to be like off the back of your
room.
Because I have like a plug off the back of my house.
Yeah, everybody does.
Okay, not everybody does.
Everybody's got an outdoor outlet.
I did not have an outdoor outlet in the house I grew up in.
Because you couldn't afford outside electricity. You thought it was extra. Your father said no. I'm not paying for outside electricity.
Oh, wait, no, I take it back. We had an outdoor outlet on our lamppost in our yard that he powered all of the blow-up Christmas stuff with until they got holes in him and he just left him out.
Yeah, so he could have, like, your neighbor could have hooked into that, right?
Or my dad was hooking into the neighbor's outdoor outlet for the deflated Santas. Okay, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Tommy, we've seen stories the last year or so of people getting these ridiculous power bills from RG&E, bills that were obviously mistakes.
Right.
If this person, who this guy was stealing power from, 1 month got a whopper of a bill, maybe this guy made it a whole month without getting caught. Your first thought wouldn't be someone is stealing my electricity.
No, I just figured they just adjusted.
Yeah. The electric company screwed up. Yeah, exactly.
Or I underpaid last month, so now they're overcharged. There would be so many ways your mind, so many hoops your mind would jump through before you got to, my neighbor must be stealing my power.
Exactly. And there would be nothing the power company, Tommy, could tell you to change your mind. Because as far as you knew, you were using the same amount of power as before.
Yeah, and nobody, they don't read the meters anymore.
Yeah, they got
They're still working the system around.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, back in the old days, the guy would come read the meter. He might see that line going to the other house.
Oh, good call. Yeah. Good call.
You know, but that doesn't really exist much.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Kimmy.
Just going to say, you must not have a very good relationship with the neighbor, because I feel like, I mean, depending on how long it was there, I might just be like, hey, man, quit doing that and then move on.
I would be furious.
You'd be pissed, but would you call the cops?
I think I might call the
cops.
Would? If they went and just plugged into my power without saying anything?
Because think about it. Let's say your neighbor was down.
Okay, so let's walk through this. That's where I wanted to go. I'm sorry. 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this 32-year-old man from Batavia. He was arrested after police say he was caught stealing electricity from his neighbor. Police say he ran an extension cord from someone else's property into his home. So let me ask you a question, because I wanted both of your responses here. Let's say to the road you were going down, your neighbor is in a bad way.
Yeah.
Power gets shut off. He comes to you and he goes, listen, I'm really sorry. I got to power the fridge, the freezer. Kids kind of want to watch TV and I need Wi-Fi to work.
Yeah.
Could I run an extension cord from your house?
You want to bum some juice from me?
Can you give me like a week until we can get the money to get the power?
I think most neighbors would do that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do. I think it'd be hard to say no. Especially if you argue the kids need it for something.
Yeah, I mean, when I lived in Webster, it was a young neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe Kimmy would say yes.
You think I would tell that guy no?
I absolutely think
no,
you would.
No, I would not.
Well, yeah, because you don't pay the electric bill.
No, but even in my old house, I'd have to throw that guy a bone. What?
You're kidding me.
You think I would tell the guy no and slam the door?
I've seen you say no for less when it comes to...
Those were ex-wives, and okay. They don't count. I would never give an ex-wife any power.
I've watched people come in like asking for money for like their kids' charities and fundraisers. I've watched you say no to their face. This would have a legitimate effect on your bottom line.
I couldn't do that to a neighbor.
Okay. You gonna start looking at their windows to see what they're running off?
Oh yeah.
Okay, no, you would not do that.
Outdoor light on a little too long, or like you're going to start to judge how much power
you don't need to be watching TV at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, that's what I mean. And here's the thing.
Read a book.
Even if you did say yes, even if you would, no matter how kind you are, it would ruin that relationship with your neighbor because you could not help but stare into their house and see what they're doing with your power.
Especially if it went longer than what they said. Like if they said like 2 weeks, right? And now it's like a month. Mm-hmm. You know how bums are? Yeah.
But when do you cut it off?
Hello, there's my point showing back up again.
What?
You know how bums are? Yeah, I'd be happy to do it for the bum.
But, you know, there's a reason why he's behind. You know, he makes bad decisions with his money.
That is, there are several reasons why.
I know, but, you know, you waited till this point for a hookup?
Kimmy, how long would you let that person siphon your power?
I mean, once that first... energy bill shows up and you see the difference, I think that's when you got to be like, hey, time to figure out your situation.
All right, so they say they wanted a week. It goes how long after a week, if they didn't stop, would you knock on the door?
I would give it the max like 2 weeks.
All right, so you go knock on the door.
Yeah.
All right, little kid answers, right? They got their iPad. And they go, oh, hi. I'm sorry. I'm just watching the only thing that brings me joy in these hard situations.
Well, I'd at least like want to know what their plan is, like... You gonna pay this soon?
Okay, so now you're their dad.
Well, if you don't have a plan for paying it, then I'm gonna have to eventually, literally pull the cord.
And there's the problem, right? Because everything you are saying is completely justified, Kimmy. But you can't walk to another grown person as not their mom or dad or husband or wife and be like, "So what's your plan? So what's your plan?" Because
at least ask how much longer you think you're gonna need it.
In a little while.
You and I have been on the balls of our ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We had no room to stand anywhere on any stupid financial decision we were making. But anyone that came to us and was like, what's your plan? F you, man. Who are you talking to? I'm a grown-ass person. Don't talk to me like that. And they had a right to, because we were siphoning off of them.
Yeah.
And we would get furious. So that neighbor's not going to be like, well, let me write down what my plan is for you.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Would it be a dick move to Kimmy's brief point there? She said, just... unplug it and toss the plug
into their yard. What if it's your extension cord?
I know.
Well, he needs an extension cord too.
Well, yeah, he's
you know what? Keep it.
I could also see this being a complicated situation because they may now feel like they have to do stuff for you.
Ooh.
To like make up for, and now it's like, well, I just trimmed that tree of yours, or I did something, I took care of something for you, so they feel like maybe they're buying themselves more time.
Well, if you can get something out of it.
Well, I think that's fair, right? Yeah. Like trade for electricity.
But that I think also makes me feel the need to let them keep it longer because it's like, well, they're doing this stuff for me and I feel
bad.
All
right.
I mean, look, if they have something of worth that they
can do.
That's
a deal, then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's old
school
trade.
That's not a bum, then.
Well, no, I mean.
That's a sweat equity bum. Bum equity, we used to call it.
252-WCMF, we're talking about this 32-year-old man out in Batavia. Police say he was running an extension cord from his neighbor's property into his house and stealing power. We don't know how long he was doing it.
Man.
We don't know how he was caught.
That is some country busted.
But he has been arrested. It's a very special charge, too, because we look for grand larceny.
Yeah, so what do they call it?
They called it, hold on one sec, da-da-da-da-da. I think they use stealing electricity.
Okay.
Yeah. But... there's, you know, grand larceny is over under $1,000.
Okay.
Anything over $999, you would have to steal a lot of electricity to steal over $1,000.
Yeah.
But again, how could you tell? Okay, so going back to this 32-year-old man in Batavia, he has to live alone, right?
I would think. Yeah.
There is no way a wife or a girlfriend would be on board with stealing electricity from the neighbors. And it's not like you could hide it from them, the big-ass extension cord, right?
Yeah.
Could you even imagine trying to present this plan to your wife?
No.
Here's what we do. Don't worry about the electric bill.
Yeah, I got it.
I got a plan. Kimmy,
yeah.
If you came home and you found your husband running an extension cord to his outdoor TV, would you say anything to your husband?
Wait. running, but
from the neighbors.
From the neighbors.
Underneath the fence, yeah. The grass is tall, yeah. You
yes,
can't see.
Yes, because I have to talk to these people too.
Okay.
Now this is we're now in this together.
Like this is only a single man idea.
Yeah, and it's about as low as it gets. As far as sad moves.
All right, what's more sad? Sneaking garbage in someone else's garbage can?
Like tossing my stuff in there?
Yeah, because you can't afford to pay your garbage bill, or stealing electricity.
I got to go with electricity.
Okay.
Because that's going to cost you. At least you throwing your stuff in my hopper doesn't really cost me anything. This is bank.
You know, for the places that pay for garbage, like Gates, when I grew up, you had to pay for garbage pickup.
Yeah.
I never understood why neighbors didn't get together and be like, we'll just pay for every other house. What are they going to do? They don't know.
No, you could do that.
Like, how has nobody come up with that idea yet?
You probably shouldn't have said that out loud.
Why?
Because some idiot's going
to
try
it. I'm the first one to come up with that idea?
The chintzy trash removal?
Chintzy trash. Don't defraud the good people of the garbage company. All right, 252 WCMF. I think we're making history in the break room.
All right.
The first time we are talking to a Holland. Hello, Holland. You're on CMF. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. What's up?
Well, y'all are talking about stealing power, and I'm from Savannah, Georgia. This is about the time, the first time I skipped the census, I think it was 2010, right? And my water pressure got a little low, but I didn't put much mind to it. I lived in a duplex. This was on 43rd Street West. And it turns out that my water bill, which was normally $30, was almost $400.
Somebody was stealing your water?
Well, my neighbor was.
Well, how did he?
Plumber.
How did
so
he do
you
that?
Were getting charged for his water?
How did he do that, Holland?
He rigged it up somehow where my line supplied his whole house.
Oh, wow.
He was doing like a whole hot tub thing.
How did you figure it out?
The bill. It was $400.
Well, he
got evicted.
Okay.
So we got to look around. And we found the pipes.
Oh, my God.
So this guy
that's an operation.
Laid pipes to your house. He'd have to weld them.
Apparently, he did. I was like, I don't really have any schooling in that.
So,
however,
all right. Oh, so go ahead, Holland. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, I was just, what I was curious, yeah. How long did this go on before you were finally able to pinpoint that he was stealing your water?
It was about 2 months. And that was several hundred dollars of water.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I've never heard of that before.
Did you ever get that money back, or is that gone forever, bud?
Well, that's the thing that I have to find myself ashamed to. After that, my meter got taken away, and I just piped that thing up and stole water from the city.
Attaboy, Holland. Way to make it even. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Damn.
He stole his water?
Wow.
Which means you had to lay pipes.
I mean, I don't know. Is it less complicated than we think it is?
It sounds complicated. It sounds like to me you would have to weld a pipe to a pipe.
I have no
How
idea.
Do you do that?
I have no idea.
Quietly.
That jacket ain't union, bro. I ain't listening to nothing you're saying. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rachel. Hey, Rachel. What's going on?
Hi. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
So this happened to me years ago. My neighbors were stealing my electricity. I lived in an apartment with my boyfriend, and we lived in the upstairs, and some people lived in the downstairs. Their electricity got shut off, and that was when they realized that our shared porch light was on our electricity, and there was an outlet, and they plugged in an extension cord and ran it into their door and was running all of their stuff off of our electricity.
How?
And the only reason we realized it was they made the mistake of leaving their front door open one day, and my boyfriend saw the extension cords running all over their house.
How long did it go before you figured it out?
We don't know. We have no idea how long they were doing that. But when my boyfriend saw it, he was so pissed that he ripped the extension cord down. And then he called the cops. And when the cops came over, they were like, if you had left that extension cord up, we could have arrested them.
Yeah, in hindsight, probably a stupid move on your boyfriend's part, Rachel.
Yeah, he is a dummy.
Rachel, thanks for the call. Okay, so we got water, we got electricity. Yeah.
So it seems like this could happen a lot more in an apartment situation, maybe. How, you know, maybe it's a little easier to get away with.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right on top of each other, right? In this story in Batavia with this 32-year-old guy, it says he ran it from his neighbor's property into his home. Maybe this is happening more than we think.
A lot of bums out there, buddy.
Well, Kim's on CMF. Hey, Kim, how's it going?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, so this is a story from a long time ago. My mom has since passed, and she's the one that always tells it, but I do remember it. I was probably 10 or 12. at the time. We lived in a trailer park, and I walked out to get on the bus one morning, and I saw this cord going from my neighbor's house to my house. And the best part about it was he had run it right over top of my mom's car.
Wait, over the top.
Oh, my God.
Why would you not go under the car?
Yeah, laid on the ground.
Over the top of the car.
But he didn't care.
I remember being small and being like, what's going on? What is this? You know, I didn't realize that at that time that that's what he was doing. But I told my mom, and that was a funny story for a long, long time.
You know, it's funny, Kim, you bring this up. By the way, you told that story great. You would have made your mom proud. I didn't consider trailer park.
Yeah.
In this story, I considered like wide open property. Trailer park.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Makes more sense. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim, thank you so much for the story. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Trailer on trailer, yeah.
Okay, so this is not the most uncommon story you've ever heard.
Apparently not.
We got water and two electricity. Yeah. And if you see me do anything in my backyard, all my neighbors, don't pay no attention. Everything's fine. And if you need any pipes welded, talk to local 183 Mule over here. Water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Look, man, we had our disagreements, but time heals all wounds. Everything's fine now, right?
Yeah. What happened?
Well, according to Bills fans, it's not. And here's the thing.
Who are you pissed at?
Well, I'm not pissed at anybody. I am a very calm, cool, collected cat.
Oh, okay.
But some Bills fans want no part of even the idea of
this.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Free agency continues in the NFL.
Mm.
By the way, the Bills found out something not so great about two guys they signed over the weekend. We're going to get to that later in the show. That being said, there are still some big-name free agents out there that haven't signed. Aaron Rodgers. Still a free agent. Russell Wilson, still a free agent. And former Buffalo Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs.
Wait, he's out?
Still a free agent.
He's floating around?
Yep, he's floating around, free to sign with any team he wants. Over the weekend, he did something.
What did he do?
And he's kind of been known to do this kind of stuff, you know, put stuff out there.
So when things started going south with the Bills, he removed all of his photos involving Buffalo and in a Bills uniform.
Let's do cryptic things.
Yep, from his Instagram account. Yeah. Well, over the weekend, guess what showed back up?
What's that?
He put all of his Bills photos back into his Instagram.
Oh.
It's like it never, ever happened.
Okay.
Look at me. Remember me, guys? We had a problem.
I loved you guys.
Remember the good times. So here's the thing. Diggs has a lot going against him right now.
Yeah.
He's on the wrong side of 30.
Mm-hmm.
The QB, who he didn't want to play with, won an MVP the season he left.
Yeah.
And he's coming back from a major knee injury. In that way, the best idea would be to keep all of your options open.
Okay.
Which may be, Kimmy, what he's thinking here.
Yeah.
Okay, you're making a face. You don't like this?
See, the thing, he thinks there's a possibility he could come back.
Or putting it out there like, hey, I'm
out.
I'm game if you are.
All right.
I mean, why else would you do it?
I think we'd have a different view on this if the Bills didn't have the success that they had last season. If Josh Allen didn't thrive like he did last season.
Okay.
I think maybe then you'd be like, oh, well, maybe, you know, to get Josh back into it, we got to bring back this guy who we seemed to have some chemistry with.
Okay.
But I don't, at this point, they've proven that they don't need him. And if anything, they got better without him. So why would you want to bring that person back to shake up the lineup if it's not going to do any good?
All right. Well, if I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
He is the exact receiver you need right now. I mean, position-wise.
Yeah.
You have a history with the team. He knows everything. He walks right in. He's a plug-and-play, ready to roll.
Right.
When he was here, he was a great guy. Bills fans loved him until things went south. Everything was good until it wasn't.
Then it wasn't.
All right.
And I think especially Bills fans, We take it so personally.
We are. Yes, we do.
You know, you don't want to be here? You don't like Buffalo? Fine. Get out.
Yeah.
We don't need you anyways.
All right, Tommy, you are the least insane when it comes to the Bills. You can look at it from 1,000 feet up, and you are our resident football expert.
Mm-hmm. No.
Would you love the flash. You love the stories. You love the drama.
Outside of the two girls in the hotel at the same night rumor and the Ferrari getting stuck
Ferrari
in the snow.
Mm.
Would you be okay if the Bills resign?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because you're missing that one thing that I love about guys like him.
What?
He brings a cool factor to the game.
He's not as cool as you think he is.
I know.
Oh, really?
Not very cool.
You just mentioned three things off the top of your head.
I literally just said,
and that's the stuff that That's the stuff we know about.
I literally just said, outside of these specific things, you go, well, here's why. Those specific things.
He's cool.
He's
got smooth
that.
And he's cool.
He's smooth. He ran himself out of town.
I know.
He's still smooth, man. That dude is smooth. And you don't have one smooth dude on that team.
Bro, it ain't smooth.
There's no cool factor. There's no flash. There's just a bunch of lame asses. I mean, hey, great. But you need something. You need a little pop.
He's so smooth that he went to another team that barely made the playoffs, blew his knee out.
Like you worry about all the stuff nobody cares about.
Oh, you mean the stuff on the field? Josh Allen won an MVP, and they had the most successful season they've had since 1994 without him.
But you ain't cool.
Okay.
And you ain't smooth.
Yeah, bro, this team's super cool.
Name a smooth guy on that team.
Josh Allen is smooth as hell. Oh
my God.
He ain't smooth? Bro.
Dorky-ass boy.
He's a billionaire who's engaged.
He's a dork. He's a great kid, but he's a dork.
He's a dork. Says the dorkiest dork.
We're going out tonight.
Yeah.
You and I got offered out tonight.
Yeah.
Two cars waiting out front.
Okay.
There's a Ferrari idling.
Yeah.
And there's a big old Ford F-150 with I love my mom and Jesus.
Even when things were great with Stephon Diggs, I'm going with Josh. Not even a question.
Man, we'll enjoy your lame night of Bible study.
What are you talking about?
But then Diggs the Lord right said.
By the way, Stephon Diggs also puts Bible quotes on his social media all the time.
But those are cool.
Oh, the Bible cool quotes.
Oh, the Sodom and Gomorrah ones before things went south.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs.
Like before Jesus got pissed, like those quotes.
When did Jesus get pissed?
He got pissed all the time.
No, one time he flipped tables over the temple.
He was always yelling at everybody.
No, he wasn't. It was the opposite. I'm yelling at you about Jesus not yelling. How dare you do this on St. Patrick's Day?
Stephon Diggs always seems like a guy who always thinks the grass is greener.
Mm.
Right. Like, he's done it kind of everywhere he's moved. Like, this spot's good, but I think it's better over there. And maybe he realized, well, based on, you know, how his season ended and everything, it's not as great as he thought it was going to be.
Okay,
now he wants to go back to where he feels like maybe it was better for him at the time.
So it could be that. It could be even worse than we think.
He's also got that lawsuit going on too, right?
Oh, where he's suing his ex, she claims it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You got to Google it. It's a lot. Again, we're talking about 252 WCMF. Stephon Diggs, former Bills wide receiver, over the weekend, after removing all of his Bills photos from Instagram after things went south, they're back up, baby. And he's a free agent. So, Kimmy, your thought is he wants to go back where things were good.
Or maybe he thought things were going to be better for him. Turns out they're not. So I want to go back to that situation because it wasn't as bad as I thought.
I think it may be more of a slap in the face than we think.
What's that?
So
definitely a slap in the face.
Oh, more so than even you're describing. Yeah. I'm sure his agent has had discussions with NFL teams. If either he does not like the money he's being offered, it's possible that there are no contenders that want anything to do with his services. And he wants a ring. That's what he's missing as an NFL player.
Yeah.
To me, Kimmy, this feels like I thought I was going to have the Chiefs, Ravens, the Chargers already lined up, and nobody wants him.
Yeah.
So he thinks he still has friends in this franchise. And, I mean, look, Sean McDermott never says anything bad about players.
Yeah. No.
And, like, when it comes to level of bad, he never really said anything bad about Stephon Diggs. But there were those quotes where it was like,
well, their whole motto this season was everybody eats.
Yes.
Like, we're going to spread out the ball. Nobody's more important than the other person. And while everybody was like, that's not taking a shot at Diggs, kind of felt like it was taking a shot at Diggs.
Just look at the handshake at the Texans game between Diggs and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen picked up Brian Daboll last year when they played, his former offensive coordinator. Yeah. Who else?
That's a big lift.
Tre'Davious White, before a playoff game, was rolling around in the grass with Josh Allen, a guy that hasn't been on this roster in a year. They were about to take on, you know, this was to go play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Somebody's season was going to end. And it was the coldest. No, there's no way this can happen.
Well, didn't they bring back? So Cole Beasley's the one that left and came back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And didn't he kind of leave? Like, he was kind of pissed
really
off.
Really bad terms.
Well, he kind of retired.
But then he came back.
Didn't retire on purpose.
No, but I'm saying, it's not like he went somewhere else and came back. Or no, he did.
No, he went to Dallas.
Yeah, he was in Dallas. He went.
I thought he went from Buffalo, he went to Dallas, and he came back.
Dallas to Buffalo. He did go somewhere else. Maybe it was
after
the Giants.
Buffalo.
But anyway, they brought him back, and he kind of was pissy when he left.
He was terrible.
But they found a way to bring him back.
It was a different situation.
Yeah.
What you are forgetting is it was the end of the season. They had a ton of injuries. They also signed wide receiver John Brown, who had not played NFL football for 2 years.
Yeah.
So that was desperate. So, yeah, man, look, if we get to—
You don't need him.
If we get to December— and the Bills have ridiculous injuries in the wide receiver core, and Stephon Diggs is sitting there. Yeah, I'll listen to that argument.
All right.
Right now, go F yourself.
Well, I don't have to be like that.
Get out of my face, man. You're a dick. You were a dick the whole time. You hurt our baby boy. Well, you hurt our baby boy!
I think the best thing you could do is that condescending. We're going to pass. Thank you, though. Thank you for thinking of us.
You do that.
Yeah.
I'll do the don't you hurt our baby boy, go after yourself. And you said
my door is always open for a guy, a cool guy with a kill. He's got to have one of the best playlists in his car.
Look how desperate he is to hang out with someone.
That's how easy it is to get Tommy Millet, a cool guy with a cool playlist.
Just a Ferrari and some 70s funk.
You know who Tommy is?
He'd be cool in the gang.
Tommy's that kid who would eat bugs to sit at the cool kids' table at school.
Well, that's how you get in, man.
Stick it up your nose. See, what do you can fit up there?
Oh, we'll be putting stuff up our nose. Don't worry about it. At least I will.
You would die immediately.
What?
So I think you should try it.